2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
To Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds. It's 36 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
As more Utahns are hospitalized with COVID, a plan called the Crisis Standards of Care is getting attention. This plan details how to handle a spike in COVID cases, especially at the hospitals, but many doctors say they see this plan as rationing out who gets health care. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
If the state invokes the Crisis Standards of Care plan, it's based on whether or not we have enough beds, ventilators, and healthcare staff for COVID-19 patients. We are not at the absolute max capacity yet, but officials with the Utah Hospital Association say if we stay on this trajectory, we will be at that breaking point in a week or two. The state can put extra beds at the Mountain America Expo Center, but hospital administrators say they don't have the nurses to staff that center.
State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn quoted as saying, this is a tweet, "It is maddening that we are planning to ration care in Utah. Unacceptable." Right now, 112 Utahns with coronavirus are in the ICU. 299 COVID patients are hospitalized in this state. KSL News Time, 4:31. The Democratic candidate for governor says he won't be holding in-person events anymore. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Chris Peterson says because of Utah's current COVID spike, he'll continue to campaign virtually.
It's just getting dangerous up there.
He says his decision is based off data.
On one day last week, we had 20% positive testing rates, or nearly so. That means that one in every five people who are getting tested have it.
He also says politicians have failed to keep Utahns safe with their, quote, patchwork pandemic response. His opponent, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox's campaign, says he doesn't have any events planned this week or next, but says that was part of their plan before the spike. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, it's not just Utah feeling the squeeze. Our neighbors to the north are returning to more restrictive measures after a surge of their own. Here's Governor Brad Little.
We're in a crisis with our healthcare system in Idaho due to the pandemic. Hospitals throughout the state are quickly filling up or already full of COVID patients.
That's the governor of Idaho. Idaho will go back to a modified stage three. Indoor gatherings are now limited to 50 people or less. Two firefighters are in critical condition as wildfires explode in California. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, wind gusts of up to 90 miles per hour are not only causing the flames to spread quickly, but the red hot embers are also igniting spot fires. Two firefighters this afternoon suffering second and third degree burns over half their bodies. Captain Gerald Gonzalez is with the Los Angeles County Fire Department.
We have over 150 pieces of equipment, over 500 firefighters on this fire right now, doing everything we can to contain it, isolate it, and prevent it from spreading to any homes.
60,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. The World Health Organization says Europe is once again an epicenter for COVID-19. COVID-19 technical lead Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove says that they're worried with an increase in hospitalizations.
We're seeing beds filling up too quickly, and we're seeing many projections of saying that the ICU beds will reach capacity in the coming days and the coming weeks.
The coronavirus has killed at least 1 million people worldwide. And stocks had their worst day in a month today. Ameritrade's chief market strategist, J.J. Kinahan, blames coronavirus concerns.
I think the stimulus talk is pretty much completely faded at this point, and there was some hope that that would get done.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 650 points. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A merger is in the works between Intermountain Healthcare and Sanford Health. Maybe you've never heard of Sanford Health. They're based in South Dakota. Intermountain CEO Mark Harrison says this is a match made in heaven.
These are two great organizations with strong histories that are economically and clinically very strong. This is not something that needs to happen. This is not a turnaround. This is something that should happen for the future of American healthcare.
He says this means they could increase coordinated care, telehealth, and digital health services to make healthcare more affordable. The BYU Police Department is fighting to keep their certification after a former officer was accused of crime. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has details.
A couple of years ago, a former lieutenant with BYU Police searched law enforcement databases in Utah County and across the country looking for sex crimes. This led to an assault victim being questioned by the university's Honor Code Office for potential violations. In a court hearing today, the Department of Public Safety accused the then chief of police of not doing an investigation, even though the officer was accused of a misdemeanor crime. They also say BYU was not forthcoming with all the information they had when subpoenaed. However, police argue that the lieutenant was investigated four times, including by the chief. They also say the public safety commissioner found no wrongdoing on the chief's part and accuse him of telling the chief he didn't need to investigate the matter further. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
We'll decide in a few weeks whether BYU police will keep their certification. Prosecutors say lab work and genealogy are the reasons why they were able to find a suspect in the murder of Sherry Black in 2010. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says DNA was left behind at the scene, but it didn't match anyone in their felony database. He says lab technicians made a snapshot from that DNA, and genealogists helped them narrow their search to Adam Durburo.
UPD detectives were able to surreptitiously obtain a sample of Durbrower's DNA for comparison to the DNA left at the scene.
Gill says the DNA was a match, plus Durbrower's fingerprints matched those left at the murder scene. He has now been charged with aggravated murder. KSL News Time, 4:36. And it's kind of like, Ricky, traffic is great unless you're stuck in this mess, right?
Well, it's improving, so that's the good news. The crash that started it all, northbound I-15 in Lehigh, that's gone. All lanes of traffic are open. And so those delays, they're starting to thin out, but we do have a new crash. It's westbound I-215 South Belt 7th East, already out of traffic on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And coming up, what state do you hate the most? California, Texas, New York, there's a list of the most hated states in America. And my minute of news is on the way next. Don't wanna be an American
idiot. A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.